Question for you. What's your favorite Christmas song? Your favorite Christmas song. You don't have to answer. I just want you to think about it, because I'm gonna start with a Christmas song. I'm not gonna sing it. I'm gonna preach about it. Praise God. You know, we're about to put the Christmas songs away for another season, or at least for about 8 more months. My wife brings them out in September, and so I won't have to listen to them for August. Okay, see, that's her birthday present. She's going to listen to Christmas songs. But here's my title. Do you see what I see? Oh, my. We don't know what's coming, but we hold the hand of the one who knows the end from the beginning. And yet, he can put something in our hearts. Hallelujah. And see it the way he sees it. Praise God. The promises that are going to be fulfilled, the power that God's going to show, the growth that he's going to bring. Do you see what I see? Praise God. Let's praise him right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Praise your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Before you're seated, Luke chapter 10, verse 24. The disciples have returned with joy. They're rejoicing. They're exclaiming, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through your name. And the Lord promises them that nothing shall by any means hurt you. I give you power over all the power of the enemy. He goes through all of that, and then he comes to verse 24. I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. He's talking about the prophets and kings that we recognize in their names in the Old Testament writings. They prophesied about this. They dreamed about this. They wondered how it was going to be fulfilled. And now the disciples are privileged to see it and to hear it. And likewise, you and I, hallelujah, we're able to know and understand. Praise God. All right, you can be seated. So, the Christmas song, Do You Hear What I Hear? And what I like about that song, I like a whole bunch of the songs, but this one just happened to be in my mind when I was thinking about the message being passed on and how it needs to not die with the season, but something that needs to continue on as far as what God wants to reveal to us. The message passed on in this song, the night wind said to the little lamb, Do you see what I see? A star shining in the night. Praise God. And I thought about 2 Peter chapter 1, where the day star can shine in your heart. Praise God. I'm thankful that the Lord is the one who shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, is how Peter said it. Praise God. And he could look back on his life and recognize God was there to minister to him. God was there to provide for him. He probably thought more fish, bigger boats, better equipment, and that's how I'm going to live my life. And I'm going to compete with the guys down the shore, and we're going to see how many fish we can get aboard. We can see how great a season we can have, and it's going to be that way year after year until the Lord stepped into his life. And the call of God came upon him. And so he writes those two letters to the church and encourages the day star arising. Praise God. Do you see what I see? Thank the Lord. And the little lamb says to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song with a voice as big as the sea. And I thought about John and how he recorded how he heard them singing, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. It wasn't a solo. It wasn't a duet or a trio or an ensemble. He said it sounded like a great multitude. Oh, hallelujah. We're going to join that great multitude. We're going to raise our voices in song. Hallelujah. Many waters, John said it sounded like. Mighty thunderings. Hallelujah. Thank God we can hear what God wants us to hear. And that still small voice is what we've got to be tuned to. There's a lot of voices in this world, a lot of noise in this world. But thank God we can be close enough to the Lord that we hear his still small voice. Do you hear what I hear? And the shepherd boy says to the mighty king, do you know what I know? Praise God. That's quite a step, isn't it? The shepherd boy to the mighty king. How would he have an audience? But thank God, the word of the Lord goes to everybody. The shepherds had the first opportunity to worship Christ the Lord, the Savior who was announced to them by the angels. They glorified and praised God for all the things that they saw and heard. And the shepherds then took that message to the king. A huge socioeconomic jump, but our God is able to do the work to reach everybody. Thank God. Saul was called by the Lord and told, you're going to testify before kings. And he wondered perhaps when that day was going to come. But there came that time that he stepped before the governor and the king and told them about the things of the Lord. They kind of mocked him and said, are you almost persuade me to be a Christian? He said, I would that everyone here were just like me, except for these chains. A little sense of humor that Paul had, but I don't think they forgot that. I don't think that they went on to their way and just took care of needs in the kingdom and in their reign and partying and all of that stuff. I think they remembered what Paul told them, and thank God we can hear what the word of the Lord has to say. And so the song goes on, the message goes on. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Thank God that there are those who will listen to your testimony. They will listen to your Bible study. They will listen to what you have to say about the word of God. The child will bring us goodness and light. Thank God that that is a fulfillment of what the Lord did for us. And the king says, people everywhere pray for peace. Thank God that we know the peace that passes understanding. The mission of the three kings who followed the star and rejoiced with exceeding great joy is something that we can tell to others round about. And there are many who are not familiar with Bible stories, are not familiar with the things of God, not familiar with God, what God can do. But your testimony, your word, hallelujah, can bring forth what they need to hear. King Herod killed toddlers and infants, an example of man's wickedness. Many times God gets the blame for things that man has done. God help us to understand we can take a stand for him and understand that his power can bring forth the change. He can make the difference. He can bring the changes. Thank the Lord. We know Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. Hallelujah. Christmas songs may go away here in a bit, but the message needs to keep going. Hallelujah. Thank God that message can be multiplied and many witnesses can take it forth today. I'm thankful the prophecy of his birthplace in Micah 5:2 lets us know even though Bethlehem was small, even though it may have been insignificant, even though it may not have been expected for the ruler to come out of Bethlehem and become the ruler in Israel. I'm thankful that God fulfilled his word. Out of thee shall he come forth, the prophecy said. The ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. I'm thankful we know that's who God is. I'm thankful we know that's what the Lord has been able to do. Not another person, not a committee, not someone who is divided up. No, it is one God who fulfills his word and brings us into his presence. Jesus, the Lamb of God. Bethlehem was the place of shepherds, the birthplace of lambs for temple sacrifice. That's why it's so significant that Jesus Jesus was born in that place, because Jesus was called the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. John the Baptizer gave witness to that statement, but he denied himself being the Christ. I'm not the one who is to come. I'm not the Christ. But he quoted from Malachi 3 and 1, I'm just a messenger. I'm the one who's preparing the way. I'm the one who goes before. Amen. And thank God his message was so powerful, so scriptural, even though his ministry is so short. And he, in fact, encapsulated it with the words, he must increase, but I must decrease. I think that would be a good theme as well for 2022. Lord, I need for you to increase. Lord, I need for you to grow in my life. I need for you to become more significant and powerful in my life. And let my wants, my desires, my ambitions shrink even further. And Lord, I want to glorify you and lift you up. Amen. It was John the Baptist who gave the prophecy, I baptize you with water, but there cometh one after me who is mightier than I. Thank God. What an understatement. But he would say it that way. He is mightier than I. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Praise God. And it wasn't very long, and that prophecy was fulfilled. Not like the 800 years between Joel's prophecy and Acts chapter 2. No, this was just a few years from the time that John the Baptist spoke it to the time the day of Pentecost was fully come. Amen. And the Lord baptized them with the Holy Ghost. And then four more times in the book of Acts. Four times John's prophecy and his message were recorded. Repentance is such a major necessity in our walk with God. Repentance is so important as an attitude that we have before the Lord. Thank God for the action of repentance, but an attitude that says, God, I want to do everything that pleases you. God, I don't want to step out of line. I don't want to step out of your word. I don't want to wander from your spirit. God, I want to walk with you. Hallelujah. And thank God his power is there to move us into that realm and be blessed. So the Lord commended the disciples. You're seeing what others wanted to see. You're hearing what others wanted to hear. But what a situation to see a promise but not partake of it. To know that there's something that you can believe for and trust and recognize, but then step back from it and not really partake. Let me take you all the way back to Samaria, being under siege, the terrible circumstances of starvation and deprivation that were there. And they even resorted to cannibalism. What a terrible thing. But Elisha prophesied of a major change that was going to take place in just 24 hours. Can God make that kind of difference? Yes, he can. Hallelujah. The God who inhabits eternity can make a difference in just a matter of moments. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his blessing. Elisha said, tomorrow about this time, flour and barley are going to be available. And it was a low price, ridiculously low price. Some in Samaria under that siege by the enemy had eaten a donkey's head and dung of a dove. What a terrible thing that they were going through. But the prophet said, tomorrow about this time, there's going to be flour, there's going to be barley, you're not going to have to pay a ransom for it, it's going to be available. But there spoke up the Lord who stood with the king, and he exclaimed, you'd have thought that there would have been rejoicing, and maybe there was among the people. You'd have thought there had been exclamation of how great God is and how wonderful the prophecy is. But instead, this man asked the question, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? Windows of heaven, that's a nice sound, isn't it? Amen. I'm thankful the Lord can open those windows of heaven. And I believe you've proved it in your giving. Tithe and offering into the storehouse. Praise God. And the Lord opening the windows of heaven and pouring out a blessing that you don't even have room to contain it. Thank God for that power of prophecy in Malachi 3 and 10. Windows in heaven, he said. Can the Lord open them? Can that blessing come forth? And the sad thing is, Elisha told him, you're going to see it, but you're not going to eat of it. Four lepers, not knowing what's going on at all, as far as all of these proceedings with Elisha, the king, the Lord, all of this stuff, the discussion that was going on. Their diet, no doubt, was even worse than what was going on in the city. They were a society of suffering under their own. And now it was even worse with starvation staring them in the face. They reasoned among themselves, why sit we here until we die? And so they rose up at twilight and they shuffled their way to the camp of the Syrians. But this is what is so amazing. In the Syrian camp, they heard chariots, they heard horses. They heard a great host, and they became fearful. They thought Israel had gotten allies of the Hittites and the Egyptians, and they gathered some of their things together and ran. But as they ran, they recognized they were being hampered, and so they started dropping things here and there so that they could flee for their lives. Amen. And the lepers came to the edge of the camp, the Bible says. They could see the campfires. They could see the torches. It was at night, but they saw no soldiers. They could smell the fragrance of the cooking on the fires. They could just recognize how much was available to them. They dashed into the camp and began to eat and drink. They grabbed silver and gold and raiment. They rejoiced with one another of what their findings were. Probably they fashioned some things or modeled some things. How do I look? And so on. Until they came to themselves, the Bible says, and reasoned, we do not well. That's quite a statement. Their lives have been one of misery, total misery, up to this point. And before the siege, it became, during the siege, it became even worse. So in reality, this is the best they've ever had. This is the best they've lived in a long time. The best food that they'd eaten and the best clothing that they'd grabbed a hold of and gold and silver. Oh, my goodness. Nothing like it. They said, this day is a day of good tidings. Praise God. And that's a long time before the angel said, I bring you good tidings of great joy. But they recognized this is a good thing. This is the hand of God. And they decided not to wait until morning to tell the news to the city. There's no point in waiting. No point in waiting for it. You know, a good time, a good appropriate time, and so on. And don't let the devil talk you out of your witness. Don't let the devil talk you out of inviting somebody to the house of the Lord. Don't let the devil talk you out of asking someone for a Bible study. Amen. We do not well if we wait. This is a day of good tidings. We've got to go and tell. They went in the night, and the king arose. But he was suspicious of an ambush. Those Syrians, they've just withdrawn a little bit to get us to come out of the gates, to get us outside the walls, and then they're going to attack. But one of the king's servants suggested, let us send and see. Praise God. Go ahead and send and see. And so a few of the horses that were left alive, that hadn't been butchered, that hadn't been barbecued, they got on those and they went over to the Syrian camp. And sure enough, the whole way that they saw where the enemy had fled was full of stuff that they had dropped, garments and vessels and food and all of that stuff, but not an enemy in sight, not any of the army in sight. The word got back to the city and there was a stampede. Tomorrow at this time had come. And here they go, receiving the promise. Praise God. And the man who questioned about the windows of heaven was trampled. He saw it, but he didn't eat of it. Oh, God help us. God help us not to doubt. God help us not to stand back. God help us not to question, but just to run. Praise God. To send and see what God is going to do. And it can happen in 24 hours. The hand of God can be displayed. Oh, my. What could we believe for if the Lord would say to us, tomorrow at this time, I'm going to bless you beyond measure. Tomorrow at this time, you're going to receive the news. Tomorrow at this time, I'm going to do a work for you and for your family. Oh, God, help us to have faith. God, help us to see it. God, help us to partake of it. God, help us to believe it. Praise God. And to know that there is strength that he wants to bring forth. Amen. Religious groups that doubted Jesus. Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians. The list could go on of those who had their own beliefs, their own interpretations. But the main thing is all of them criticized Jesus, condemned him for doing miracles and healing on the Sabbath. I guarantee you, if they were the ones in need of healing and got healed on the Sabbath, they wouldn't complain. They wouldn't be quick to condemn. They would be rejoicing. They would be thrilled. And thank God there were many that the Lord healed on the Sabbath. Many the Lord healed on other days as well. But these religious groups doubted the Lord and criticized and condemned him. Jesus pronounced woes upon them. He said, "You say and you do not. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, you hypocrites! You shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. You neither go in yourselves, neither suffer you them that are entering to go in." In other words, they blocked the way. They didn't enter in themselves. They prevented others from entering in. Oh, God, help us not to block the way to heaven. Amen. But to light the way to heaven, to show the way to heaven. Praise God. To walk the way to heaven into the kingdom of God and know the blessings that are there. Five times in that passage of Matthew 23, five times the Lord said they were blind. They took offense at that, of course, because they felt like they were the ones who could see. They were the ones who could read the scrolls. They were the ones who could read the Word of God and bring the interpretation. But they were blind to the opportunities that were right there in front of them to exalt the Messiah, to receive him, and to lift up his name. They were seeing, but not partaking. What a foolish thing. God help us not just to see, but to partake. Amen. To believe and to receive. Thank God. To know the power of the Lord that is there. The blessings that he brings forth. I look at John 12 and 21 and see that there were certain Greeks who came to the feast to worship. They came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." That was their request. They spoke unto Philip, who in turn told Andrew. And then they told Jesus, the message kind of being passed on. The purpose of the Greeks, we would see Jesus. Amen. Now remember, Alexander the Great commissioned scholars to translate the Hebrew scriptures into Greek. And we call it the Septuagint. And Alexandria in Egypt built that huge library. Alexander built that huge library in the city that bears his name. And so obviously there were some Greeks who were aware of the prophecies of the Messiah. And when they heard about Jesus, they may have made the connection. They may have connected the dots. They may have said, those miracles, those healings, that teaching, that power, that's got to be the Messiah. Let's go and see him. Praise God. Oh, thank the Lord. By this time, no doubt, the word had spread about the miracles of Jesus, and the Greeks probably had heard about it. They knew that the majority of those miracles were done for the people of Israel, but there are also some Samaritans who received, a centurion, a Roman who received, the Syrophoenician woman who had her daughter delivered. They recognize there are others who have received it. Let's go. Let's see. Let's hear. Praise God. And like the wise men, they sought him out. How far did they travel? How long did they were they on their journey? I don't know. But there they were. And Jesus was before them. And they heard Jesus say, "Father, glorify thy name." And then a thundering voice answered, "I have both glorified it and will glorify it again." Oh, praise God. I'm thankful that I can hear a thundering voice when I come to church and we lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we glorify that name. Praise God. And the power of God comes down in our midst because he delights in that praise. He delights in that worship. And thank the Lord, his presence is there. We see Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank God for his power. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for the display display of what he's able to do on our behalf with healing, with provision, with miracles. Praise God. Amen. Hebrews 2 and 9. And this is the writer looking back at what the Lord had accomplished. Already had been done. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Now, if the disciples had heard that writing and heard those words, they would have questioned, suffer death? Taste death? Like Peter, they would, no, Lord, no. They wouldn't have wanted that to happen. But thank God, we're on this side of Calvary, and we say, thank you, Lord. We see Jesus. Hallelujah. No, he's not on a cross anymore. No, he's not in the tomb. He's the conquering king. But oh, we thank the Lord that he did suffer death. We thank the Lord that he did taste death for every man so that we don't have to go through that spiritual death. We can step into the realm of life and power and blessing that the Lord has in store for us. Every man is included in the saving work that Jesus did. No one needs to be excluded. The devil is a liar when he says, you've sinned too much. You've done too much. You cannot receive. Thank God I know the truth that every man can receive it. Every man and woman can know the power and the blessing of God. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. As many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ, whether we be Jew or Greek, whether we be bond or free, whether we be male or female, we are all one in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I thank God for the work. I thank God I can see Jesus. I thank God I can recognize his hand. I thank God I can hear his voice. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you see what I see? Thank God for the power that the Lord can reveal. Jesus crowned with glory and honor. His purpose and his power to take away sin of the world. And he came to seek and save the lost. Oh, I thank God for his compassion. Matthew 9 and 36, when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. That's how the Lord sees the world today. And thank God he is moved with compassion. He doesn't back up and say, oh, I wish I had more power. I wish I had more provision. I wish I had more grace. I wish my blood can cover all of them, but it's not going to happen. No, he doesn't say that. He sees the multitude, the billions that are upon the face of the earth that he created. And he says, I want them to come to me. I want them to know my name. I want them to be filled with my spirit. Matthew 14 and 14, Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed their sick. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I'm thankful the Lord is able to see and recognize the need and be able to deal with it, be able to take care of sin, be able to remove sin by the power of his name and the covering of his blood. Hallelujah. And the devil comes with his reminders. Thank God that you can say, I don't see him anymore. God doesn't see him anymore. I'm going to rejoice that they're under the blood and they're covered by the name of Jesus and they're remitted by his powerful name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Peter, James, and John on the mountain with Jesus. What an amazing sight. They were able to see Moses and Elijah standing there with the Lord. They saw the glory of God in Christ Jesus. Oh, my, God manifests in the flesh. Hallelujah. How powerful, how wonderful what they saw. And then they heard, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. If I say my son Mike, I don't say in whom I'm well pleased. I say with whom I'm well pleased. But God in Christ would say, I'm pleased in him. Hallelujah. Oh, the power and the glory and the blessing of God. Hallelujah. How amazing for them to have been able to see it. How great and powerful the Lord would display his goodness. We shall see him. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time. Oh, hallelujah. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you looking for that blessed hope? Amen. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We shall see him, the Lamb victorious. Not defeated, no, he's the conqueror. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Praise God. And oh, what a host. You see yourself in that group? You see yourself in that host? Hallelujah. Praise God, the conquering King. And you're right there with him. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Thank the Lord for the evidence of his presence. All your testimonies, so powerful, so wonderful. Answered prayer. His presence and the fullness of joy that it brings, the provision as he supplies every need according to his riches and glory. Thank God for his power and his goodness. Amen. I remember a passage in Deuteronomy 6 and 23. My wife pointed it out to me, and I couldn't help but preach it at one point. He brought us out so that he could bring us in. Hallelujah. He brought us out. 2021, out of every test, out of every trial, amen. He brought us through every triumph, every victory, praise God. And he will bring us into 2022 with more victories, more blessings, more increase, thank God, with a double of what God wants to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me share a prophetic word with you. Specific people in the SPC body of Jesus Christ entered 2022, or 2020 rather, with promises from God. You were told, you believed, and those things were supposed to be fulfilled in 2020, but it did not happen in the way that you expected. In fact, the opposite sometimes took place. But be encouraged. In 2022, those specific people are going to witness and experience the fulfillment of the promises that God has given to you. Hallelujah. The power of God is going to bring it forth. The hand of God is going to show it. Hallelujah. He brought us out so that he could bring us in to those promises, to that fulfillment, to that presence, hallelujah, and the blessings of God that are going to be there. The globe is going to hear it. North America is going to be shaken, hallelujah. In the year 2022, it's going to happen. We're going to take a stand. We're going to see the hand of God come forth. We're not going to be silent. We're going to speak up. Adam should have spoken up, and the church today is going to speak up against the spirit of Antichrist, bent against the deceit, praise God, and the bride of Christ is going to march forth in victory and power, and the hand of God is going to be displayed, kingdom authority, power to subdue, the hand of God is going to be displayed. We will take dominion. We will establish the kingdom of God in the hand of the Lord in Sterling. North America is going to be touched. And through North America, the whole world. Oh, let's give praise to the Lord right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If there would just be the opportunity that we would be able to see the hand of God displayed in greater measure, in greater way. Thank God. A touch of the Lord. Please come. We're going to pray here for a few minutes. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Praise God. I believe the Lord wants to show us great and mighty things which we have not known, which we have not seen. The Lord wants to display even greater power in a measure that we have could not imagine. But His power coming forth, His goodness, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord. Praise God. I want to see and I want to partake. I don't want to be among the foolish and the doubters and the unbelievers who will see but not partake. Oh, no. I want to move into that realm, Lord, that I receive all that You have for me. I'm blessed with all that You have for me. Praise God. I'm open, Lord Jesus, to all that You want to do with me. Praise God. And to see the hand of the Lord displayed, the hand of God come forth. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Can we just let the Lord know? God, I want to see it. I want to partake of it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.